Welcome to the Rohan Shrivastav Show. And here's something that cool I've observed right now. I was talking to my home assistant, Alexe. And while I was talking to her, in the name of playfulness, I whispered, "Hey, Alexe, how are you?" And she whispered me back, "Hey, I'm good, how are you?" And I was like, this is like a great level of detailing. And I recorded this thing, and while I was listening back to it on my phone, I couldn't hear anything she was saying because essentially she was like whispering it out. But I could hear all those S, like when someone speaks, this S was like, it was audible and everything else was not audible. And this is not something I really think in my day-to-day life, but something just observed. And so it clicked in my mind that why we humans, like in terms of human behavior, use shh as the sound to shut people down, like no matter how far they are, like shh. And it really works, man. Like, why we choose in all these different types of sound. And I'm not a student of epistemology. No, I don't think epistemology is... I think epistemology is study of knowledge, I guess. I don't know what this is called, but I think it comes under anthropology, my guess. But I really don't know. This must be a part of anthropology. But the main thing is that we chose in all these like different audio, I don't even have the terms, all these different sounds, we chose shh as the proper sound to shut people down. And why shut starts with the sh, shoo, shut up, like all these things started making sense. I think I don't know, this is just like something I observed. And I will tell you, like, what's this, like, why I'm even telling you this, like, what's the point of all this? And I think, like, S has this, I don't know, I haven't done my research, but I think S has this very, S has a very, like, sharp noise in that. I don't know, I think it travels, like, further and faster. Anyways, the thing is, and I have to look into it, right now I'm a naive, I'm a noob right here, I don't know what I'm talking about, but just something I observed. And that's not the point that this is right or wrong. The point is that be observant. Observe around you and think about things. Don't be numb. Don't be, there are like 100 things happening around you, and like if you will think about them, I think you should be more observant in life. And it's a good approach to life, just looking into things. And now, you know what? After I'm done recording this small podcast episode, I'm going to go and do some research about this. And I think everyone should be this curious and this observant. And you should continuously strive to learn. And this is a little message that I wanted to deliver today. And so I thought of recording this podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Rohan Shrivastav Show. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll see you in the next episode of